The Horus Heresy, Garrow, Burden of Duty, by James Swallow. In the skies above Terra, the forces of the Imperium of Mankind were preparing for war. The birthworld of the human species turned beneath a haze of ash, the surface pockmarked by colossal city sprawls and hive plexes. It was a clenched fist of iron and stone, and from it rose spindly orbital elevator towers and the thruster trails of heavy transports. The planet was haloed by platforms and way stations of varying size and complexity, littering the low orbit and the gravity null clusters of the Lagrange points. Ships crossed between them like motes of mercury over black velvet, engine exhausts glowing. A shroud of ever-moving armor turned about Terra. Constructs as large as continents drifting as if they were gargantuan metal clouds. Some were gunnery complexes, little more than free-floating weapons aimed outwards into the void, like cannons atop ancient castle battlements. Others were command and control facilities, staging posts. Shipyards and star docks bristled with battle vessels of every mark and tonnage, old hulls being refitted with new weapons. Some orbitals were the private habitats of imperial nobles and dignitaries, but even their exalted status did not protect them from the order of fortification. No one was exempt from the diktat that the Emperor had handed down. Terra was on a war footing, donning her chainmail and sharpening her blades. Watching. Waiting. Out, past the orbit of Luna, secondary and tertiary lines of defense were already in place. Fields of autonomous cannon drones and sensor webs floated in the darkness. Asteroids dragged in by tenders from the belt beyond Mars formed the bastions of the Ardent Reef, the Hecate Shoal, and other portcullis groups. They prepared for the day they knew would come, the day when the sky would brim with the battle fleets of Horus Lupercal's rebellion, the turncoat warmaster, first among equals of the Emperor's Primarch's sons, had never let his gaze fall from Terra. The planet was more than just the spiritual heart of the Imperium, more than the capital world and origin point of mankind. Pragmatic tacticians could say that a successful war against the Emperor might never even need to reach the light of Sol. But no one truly believed that it would not. Horus would come here. This was his father's house. If he did not burn it or claim it for himself, then he could never claim that ultimate victory. This the Emperor knew full well. And so he made ready. The architect of the fortification was one seemingly born to such a task. Rogel Dorn, most steadfast and unswerving of the Emperor's sons, Primarch of the 7th Legionis Astartes, the Imperial Fists. It was said that Dorn was the greatest master of defensive strategy in the galaxy, and that a stronghold designed by the Fists could never be breached. Horus would put that claim to the test. Dorn oversaw the great reinforcement effort from his flagship and star fortress, the mighty Phalanx. The size of a small moon, it was forced to remain clear of Terra's shipping lanes, for fear that its great mass would exert a tidal pull on the lesser orbitals. Standing sentinel over the ongoing work of the defenses, the star fortress was a grand artifice of gold. Ramparts and towers, cathedral-like halls and acres of domes covered its flanks. Phalanx was not only the flagship of the 7th Legion, but also their home, with room for hundreds of thousands of warriors and support serviles in its habitat tiers. Lines of military traffic and freighters dotted the approaches to the fortress, a complex dance of starships moving back and forth under Dorn's supreme command. And among them, lost in the mess of Orspex returns and radiation backscatter, a small shuttle pod crept closer on stealth-cowled engines.